Welcome to Word Games, a podcast featuring ridiculous, random, absurd word games, hosted by Stephen and Rebecca. If you like tongue twisters, silly stories, and other hilarious goofiness, you've come to the right place. So take a seat and let's jump into the latest episode.
Stephen from Word Games here with a quick request before we jump into the episode. If you listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, it would help us out a ton if you'd consider rating the podcast and leaving a review, hopefully a good one. We're trying to take the podcast more seriously now, and this would be a big help in getting the word out so more people hear about it. And whatever platform you listen on, if there's a way to rate or review the podcast, please consider taking a moment to do so. Thanks again, and with that out of the way, let's jump into the show. Welcome to Word Games, the podcast where we play word games. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Rebecca.
And this is Word Games.
Welcome to Word Games.
So the last episode, we experimented with a speech jammer, but this episode, we're going to get back into one of our traditional word games, which is the back and forth story. What should we call this? Should we just call it a back and forth story? Or
yeah, I think back and forth story is straight to the point.
Or we could call it, have like a segment name, like campfire.
Campfire. No.
Okay. Well, anyways, who wants to go first? Should we flip a coin?
Yes.
Wait, really?
Yeah. You don't have to actually get one. They don't know.
I need to maintain the integrity of the game.
Oh, you're
all right. Heads or tails?
Tails.
It's tails.
Oh, I knew it.
All right. So start us off.
Okay. Cool. Once.
Really?
Yeah.
Upon.
A.
Summer.
There.
Was.
A.
Little.
Frog
named
Bartholomew.
Period. Bartholomew
wanted
to
go
to
outer
space,
but
he
couldn't
do
that
because
he
was
a
scared
frog.
Period. But
one
afternoon,
he
discovered
a
pencil
on
the
ground.
Period. He
inspected
it
and
discovered
there
were
letters
written
on
the
pencil.
Period. The
letters
spelled
NASA.
Period. Wow.
Said
Bartholomew.
I
can
go
to
outer
space
now.
Period. So
is he still talking?
No.
Oh. So Bartholomew
hitched
a
ride
on
a
truck
going
to
NASA
and
then
space.
Period. When
he
got
to
NASA,
he
hopped
for
money.
No, no. So
he
could
pay
for
his
seat
on
the
space
ship.
Period. On
his
way
to
his
house.
He
saw
his
reflection
in
a
puddle
and
realized
that
he
was
actually
a
dog.
Period. Bartholomew
decided
he
would
forego
going
to
space
and
instead
focus
on
becoming
a
veterinarian.
Period. And
he
still
to
this
day
is
a
veterinarian.
The end. Wow, what a journey that frog dog had.
And there were a couple times that I thought I was very clearly like leading you in a certain direction, and then you just gave me this confused look and just took it somewhere totally else. So which is the where the humor comes from. Yep. In this, so
yeah, that was a fun one. I was wanting to do a couple other things with it, but you know,
like what?
I don't know. I wanted to bring back the pencil again at some point and be like, he always had his trusty pencil with him or something.
I am glad that because where I was going with after you saw his reflection, I was like, I want it to be that he is not actually a frog, and I was able to get it there. So yeah. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, that was pretty good. You did good.
Okay. Well, that's it for this episode, and we'll see you next time.
As always.
Bye.
We'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.